It's Marketplace Tech for July 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If the line between cable television provider and internet service provider looks more blurry today, well, it's supposed to. Mass media broadcasting giant Comcast has announced a limited rollout of its new Stream service. Yes, that's what it's called, Stream, and that's what it does. For $15 a month, you can get a few dozen channels streamed to your phone, computer, or tablet. You can only get it if you also get your broadband internet from Comcast. It's the first service of its kind from an internet provider, one that you'll remember recently bailed on a merger effort with Time Warner Cable. CNET's Lindsay Turrentine will give us the skinny on why all of this matters. Lindsay, nice to have you back.
Great to be here.
All right. Give me the deets.
Comcast has a new service introduced right now, but coming later this summer in August to Boston called Stream. And this is the option that's going to be available for Xfinity internet customers to watch about a dozen television stations on their tablets, phones, and laptops.
Tablets, phones, laptops. Okay, fair enough.
This is obviously really aimed at cord cutters. And I think that because Comcast is launching the service in Boston, it seems pretty obvious that they're trying to figure out what college students will do.
Because Boston's got colleges.
Yeah, if Boston has anything, it's colleges. With people who probably are only watching television via on-demand services on their laptops anyway.
The company had to have already been working on this when the merger failed.
They must have been. I mean, you know, streaming television services are coming out of the woodwork. We've got them now from Dish, from HBO, from Showtime, from CBS. These are coming hot and heavy. And Comcast, which, you know, makes a lot of its money from providing television through more traditional cable services, has got to have an answer. So I would assume they've been working on this for a very long time.
This really looks and feels a lot more like television than it does streaming in some weird ways, right?
It does feel like more like television. It's 12 channels or so. There's a cloud DVR option. In other words, you can tell it what to record and what to, not to. I think it feels a lot like the experience you would have on your television. Interestingly, though, it is not available on your television.
Can you tell me a little bit about sports and whether that's a part of this?
Sports are not a part of this, or rather, specific sports cable channels are not a part of this. It seems like most cable companies are kind of really holding on to sports channels like ESPN as the way to keep subscribers to their massive cable bundles. Some people argue that sports aren't really as big a deal as we think they are in keeping people on cable, but so far, nobody's offering a la carte sports channels that I know of.
When you first saw this news, what did you think?
It's about time, because customers who are never onboarding as cable television subscribers will be totally lost to these services if cable companies don't figure out how to keep them.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, while we're on Comcast, a pricing page on the company's Xfinity website suggests its coming Gigabit Pro super high-speed internet service could cost as much as $300 a month. No confirmation from the company yet. That price tag would be more than triple what other services like Google Fiber charge. Video gamers, artists, and filmmakers are super pumped about the immersive three-dimensional worlds of virtual reality. That's part of why a bunch of companies are racing to release headsets for consumers, which for a few hundred to a few thousand dollars could put the wearer in a totally different place. These headsets aren't only for entertainment, though. Scientists are in this game, too. One doctor is using an Oculus Rift virtual reality rig to help his visually impaired patients. From KPBS in San Diego, David Wagner brings this story.
About a year ago, Melinda Person was walking to her neighborhood grocery store. She crossed the street and stepped onto a familiar curb. At least she thought she did.
And I'm seriously telling you, I thought I was stepping on the curb. I really did. You know, it bothers me to think about it right now.
The curb was actually a step away. She tripped and lost her balance.
And then I stepped, and the next thing I knew, I was down on the street.
Person didn't sustain any major injuries, but falls like these can be devastating for people with glaucoma. Person has lost 86% of her peripheral vision to the disease. Now, she doesn't go anywhere without a cane.
So I only have what I can see in front of me, which is the tunnel vision. When I'm looking at you, I mean, pretty much you're all I see.
Person's doctor is UC San Diego's Felipe Medeiros. He says right now, eye doctors don't have very good ways of spotting balance problems in glaucoma patients.
We need to have tests that are more realistic. I wanted to actually have an immersive environment that would better simulate the challenges that patients face.
In a recent study, Medeiros used the Oculus Rift to immerse patients like Melinda Person inside a virtual spinning tunnel.
Are you seeing the red dot?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so keep looking straight to the red dot, okay? Mm-hmm.
Participants felt like they were moving, and they tried to compensate by swaying. Medeiros noticed that glaucoma patients swayed more than normal, and people who swayed the most had the greatest history of falls.
It performed better than the conventional test that we use in clinical practice.
Medeiros thinks the Oculus Rift could spot balance problems earlier, so patients can get help on preventing falls. Melinda Person says when she first strapped on this headset, she didn't even realize it was designed for video games.
No, I'm not really a video gamer, but I have played it with the grandkids all through the time, but they're not playing anything like this.
Virtual reality is not new in medical research, but it used to be very expensive. Today's headsets are priced with gamers in mind, and that means a lot more scientists are getting to play too. In San Diego, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.
And sometimes it feels like politicians are trying to communicate while using different languages. This is a new frontier, though. One Welsh politician asked another to respond to questions about recent UFO sightings in the southwestern part of the United Kingdom. The written response came in this language.
Ahwe. Doshibosh. Nech.
It's not Welsh. Sci-fi fans know that is Klingon from Star Trek. Translation of the politician's original statement, the minister will reply in due course. Sounds like the kind of answer that might make somebody take out their phaser and set it to stun. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.